تمام بجانبي غوفندم باري بوروشم تمام بجانبي
tamam
దేవి గోవిందం హరి పురుషం ధమ్మహం విషమి గోవిందం హరి పురుషం ధమ్మహం విషమి గోవింద హరి పురుషం ధమ్మహం విషమి హే హే
There we go. Thank you, Primo. Wonderful. Just wonderful. This is such a great, great chant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did George Harrison sing this first or something? Wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so wonderful.
It comes from Vrindavan.
Yes, the song's from Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. The home of Krishna. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
So it will be good to, let's put Maharaji there. Those flowers are in the way. They're in the way more now. There, here. This should all be set up before you get here, right? So please stop. Please stop.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We just shove back and forth just trying to get it right. And there's Maharaji. Yeah. I didn't bring anything particular to satsang today, so I will wait for you to raise your hands, and then we'll begin the satsang. Okay, we have one hand up, and let me first speak the seal of our ashram to begin the satsang. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Are you
time.
There?
How are you, Shantimai?
Yeah. Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. It's amazing to see you again. My heart's pumping.
Yes. Are you in Brazil?
No, I'm still in England.
Where are you?
London.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Mm-hmm. London,
what's on your heart?
Well, I took a gap, isn't it? I decided to walk with my own legs, like you've said many times, that sometimes you need to walk with our own legs, not always come to the guru. It's been a journey.
No, I never said that. I've never said that. Never in a million years. No. Your own light for sure, but
It's not easy.
I wouldn't understand. What's that? Say it
it's
again.
It's not easy,
please.
though,
I
to
want to hear
walk
what you have
without
to
my
say.
own legs.
Well, that's why you are, you know, that's why you're fortunate to have a guru or a mentor or teachers or whatever you have. Because they are there to remind you, they are there to bless you, they are there to guide you, they are there to point the way. And as you say, you know, you have to, you must participate. You must be the full participant. Because it wouldn't matter what. If you didn't participate, nothing would happen, even if you had the greatest guru in the universe. And you have to put yourself in it. But I would say always to be with the master. I couldn't imagine not being with the master. I'm still with my master for sure. Mm-hmm. So what's on your mind? This is satsang. Let's find out.
Yeah. Well, what's in my mind is, like you said, you know, even if I'm not here present, I am present with you and your teachings are with me. More than I do my best to drop it, as you have taught me. It's been a year.
What are you dropping?
Hello.
What are you dropping?
Yeah, my control of life. You know, I'm very controlling.
Oh, you might as well. You might as well. Your control is your response. Your control is your response to life, what life brings you and how you work with it and move through it. You know, we have this satsang on Zoom every Sunday. And I feel because of the COVID situation, and I'm not going back to India, and not everybody can make it to Teradasacha. I don't know why not, but they don't. Anyhow, that we have this wonderful platform on Zoom for satsang every Sunday. And anybody can come at any time they want to. And I am here to serve. I'm a servant. And whatever you might require, if I can possibly serve you, I will.
Thank you.
That's what it's about. Yeah. It's time. I would say it's time to get on a steady trajectory, but I've always felt that it's time to get on a steady trajectory. I can't imagine leaving this way. I was considering it last night. What a joy it is. What an incredible joy it is to self-discover and to drop the suffering of thoughts and dramas and all of that, and to be in this world, but not at all affected by it. Of course, if you're in some places in the world, you will be affected by it. But that is also a huge challenge too. What is this teaching you? What is this situation showing you? How do you move in this frustration? How do you move out of it? Where do you go? Mm. So what would you like for me to offer you?
My question was my control, this controlling that not this not trusting in life, that I'm still, it's like it's in me. And experiencing this freedom of trusting and not controlling everything.
Well,
And
you
that's
don't
why I'm
control
here.
everything. Oh, hello. You don't control everything. You move through
I
life
try.
and you pay the consequences.
Yeah. And I'm paying it physically as well. I'm having, a lot of physical problem, and I know all come from this. All come from this. The lack of
How are
trust.
you going to? Well, what do you need to trust? What is it that you need to trust?
I need to trust that I'm going to be safe and well.
Well, there's no guarantees in life, so forget that one. We'd all like to have that faith that everything's going to be perfectly fine every single minute of every single day. It's not going to happen, or it may. Why don't you want to come out strong and insightful and heartful and wise and brighter rather than being safe and okay? You may be safe and okay, but you're still not going in the direction
No.
within. Safe and okay is transcending this world. This world is maybe safe and okay, maybe not. You can die any moment. Hello. You can get sick any moment. You can win the lottery any moment. You can be bored to death any moment, whatever. But why not just raise your hands to yourself, to the sky, and say something like, I surrender, and I truly surrender. Show me the way. Show me the way. I'm listening. I'm patient. I'm moving in that direction. You're not controlling everything. You're making a mess of everything, obviously, by thinking that you're controlling everything. You have the consequences of your actions, and you're not happy. Is it true?
Totally.
That's the teachings of life. And it's really a great teaching. It's not an easy teaching, it's a very, very, very great teaching. Very great. It's it this teaching requires you to look into the mirror of your heart. Somebody's asking me for a lot of a very similar situation that you're in. And it just keeps coming to my consciousness. Pray to God. Get that relationship, that elationship with the greater power of the entire universe into your heart. And move past this world while you're in it. Move past it. Transcend this world. That's what this world is all about, transcendence, to move beyond it. Any university that you go to learn and you're out. That's what this world is about. You're in and you're here to learn and you're out.
Yeah.
So learn. And learn to love that you have. It will free you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I would like to know how you will cease thinking that you're in control. I would like to follow that. You're not even in control of your breath or your heartbeat or your need for food or water. But your responses are very important, how you respond to what life brings. You've got a very good heart. I know this part of you very well. Your heart's a very powerful guide. Did you just lose a relationship?
Oh, long time. No, now. 7 months now. 7 months, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you still with that?
Not as much.
Uh-huh. In other words, yes.
Yeah. Not as much. I don't think I'm with the relationship, but I'm with my control of things have to be my way. That's my...
Well, they're not working out like that. How's that working for you? Is that good that everything has to be your way? How's that working for you? If you've mastered
terrible.
That, let me know, because I'd like to have that too.
It's terrible. It's it's living a prison.
Yeah.
It's living a prison.
Yes, it does.
My family, everything.
Excuse me. Well, your very realization, your very awareness of that is wonderful. It's the time to turn it around. What do you want? What do you want? Why do you want so much that everything should be your way? What's this want business? I want, I want, I want. What a horrible way to live. But since you're on the Dharma path, it's not a horrible way to live. It's a big message, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to turn it around. And some people will live lifetimes, like you're saying, you know, maybe you have, maybe I have. But it's time to turn it around. You'll be a happier person. You'll be a happy camper, no doubt about it.
I'll be lighter.
You'll be much more at peace.
Much more in peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And less problems.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny?
It affects everyone.
Listen, listen.
It doesn't
listen.
Only affect me.
Listen, 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 Brazilian. It doesn't only affect you, huh? It doesn't only affect you. And it's all false. FALSE, false. It's a good time. It's a hard teaching, but it's a really good time, because now you have the opportunity to make a difference for yourself.
I have, and I want, you know, it's not just something that is like something that I really want. I really want it. I live with this purpose of the living in plenitude, and there are things in the way. This is a big thing. My control is horrible.
Well, you don't have any. That's why
not,
it's
it's not.
horrible. And only
Yeah,
you can
why
only
have it?
respond to life. You don't have any control. You don't make the earth spin. You don't even, like I say, you don't even control your own breath. And when you give that idea up that you have, it's really wonderful. It's like a dam breaking and the water is free. Run as it will. We can't say that we don't have any control at all, but I'm going to tell you for right now, you don't. Better that you think that you don't than you think that you have a little. Yeah, it's miserable. You're unhappy. And I'm going to go on to the next person here in a second, but one of the things that seems to me to be very important is that I discover the peace within my soul, and I access the peace within my soul always. And I don't let anything disturb that space. Even when I'm irritated or frustrated, nothing can disturb that space. And I will not, here, this is for you. I will not, I refuse to suffer unnecessarily. I will not bring suffering upon myself for nothing. Because I only have this life, I only have this breath, I only have this moment, I have nothing else. And I'm not willing to forfeit it for anything. Or anybody, or any reason. And therefore, we are together in this moment. This is communion. This is communion, this peace that is undisturbed. And why in God's name would I stir a drama when I have everything? In this love and this peace that's within me. And when the dramas come, they have to be short-lived. They can't draw out. Not interested. Because I only have this life. I only have this moment. I'm not going to waste it on what I think my control is, what this, just a waste of time. And I don't know how much time I have. On earth. Namaste.
Namaste. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. And You can come on to.
I was gonna
you can
go.
come on to,
I was planning to go to.
Yeah, you can come.
To France in Christmas. It didn't work, but next year is gonna work.
Okay, I'll see you. I'll see you a bit. It would be good for you to come to Satsang.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very healthy. Okay.
Very. Thank you. I love you, Shanchumai.
Namaste.
You always be with me.
I love you too.
Big kiss.
Yes. And you with me.
Bye.
Have a good day. Have a good Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Namaste. Gandharvi.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. Namaste, Gandharvi.
Namaste.
We already said that. What's on your mind? We can just go namaste, namaste, namaste all day long.
I want to speak and share a little bit about the last 4 weeks of passing from my mother. She was she has left on 21st before 3 days. You know that. I want to share it with the Sangha too. And yeah, there was a lot of different moments. And in the end, when she was gone and the last piece, when the peace was coming, and after she was gone, it was a whole, there was nothing more right or wrong. It was a big, big blessing to, understand, because I didn't birth a human being. I have no children, and it was like like a birth, to see a birth, and I was very happy after.
It says in the Upanishads, and it makes sense to me. It doesn't have to make sense to me. All it has to do is resonate with my soul. But it does make sense to me that, no, it doesn't have to make sense. It's beyond sense. It's beyond logic. It's not illogical, and it's not logical. It doesn't have to be logical. The logic is of this world, and logic works in this world really well. But it doesn't necessarily have to be logical, such as God. So there's an illogical or you. It doesn't work. But anyhow, I'm speaking to the people here for a minute. In the Upanishad, it says, and I feel it spot on, there are three births: conception, first breath, and last breath. And what you say is also interesting. She's gone, but the body is laying there. So that ought to tell you what the non-dualists are telling you all along, that you aren't your body. If she was her body, you would never say she was gone, because her body is laying there, disrobed.
I was...
Go ahead. So,
yeah, I was so grateful when this process of leaving this body was so painful, and the end was such a
Was it painful for your mother? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
It was painful for your mother.
Yes, it was painful. So,
is that what you're saying for her? I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
You said it was so painful. I'm wondering if it was painful for you, if it was painful for your mother, if it was painful for your mother, or if it was painful for both. I'm attempting to understand where the pain was seated.
Yes. She had a lot of pain.
Yes, what?
She had a lot of pain. In the end, in the last day, not more, because she've got morphine, but she had not an easy way. So also I have pain, but I told from her pain. Yeah. And I was very, very grateful when she was coming in the freedom or in the peace. There was peace in the end, very much. Also, in the last hours, I made a Gayatri puja. I was alone with her, and she was very in peace. It was a walk. Yeah, you heard it, but I saw it on her face. She was far away. She was very going a long way, and very, yeah. You wrote sometime the word in gracious, gracious. It was very beautiful too. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Oh yes,
she did it very well.
Absolutely.
I think, and I'm happy about that. Yeah,
me too, me too. And I'm happy that you were with her. Mm-hmm.
And what
thank
it
you.
Yeah, thank you too. And what it brought too.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, what it brought too is there is a so beautiful connection now with my brother I didn't had before. And the beginning was that I accept that he don't want to share the passing. He don't want to be there because he said it's too much for me. And I said it's totally okay, thank you for your openness. And he said, but after I'm there, yeah, I can do other things. I can good what you don't can do so good. And I said yes. And after after one day after her dying, he came to her flat. I was there still, and we had such a good meeting. And yes, he was very sad, and he cannot be long with her, but he was open, and I am so grateful about it. What my mother
yeah
gave
me too
us, all this, yeah,
me too. Yes. Yes, this departure brings people together. Who weren't so close together before.
Yes, I think.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Merry Christmas.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Merry Christmas. Have a great day.
Thank
Have
you
a great
too.
Christmas. Namaste.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you for telling the story. You've written the story to me, but your telling of it is very tender. I appreciate it. Namaste. Ken.
Namaste, Guruji. Good morning to you and the Sangha.
Oh, namaste, Ken.
A very Merry Christmas to everyone, Guruji. Thank you.
There's no... Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Ken. Really
Thank
and truly.
You. Thank you, beloved.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Do you have a training?
Well, you asked me that question last year, and I said, no, you know, I haven't got a tree in here. It's out there, and it's, yeah, just got a few lights on. Yeah, so, yes.
Good.
Good,
well,
it's
I hope
good.
The real
it's
light's
good.
On. Yeah, that's right. What's
Yeah, Guruji, I was considering, along the same theme as what was said earlier already, actually, in the transmission on the Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, you mentioned about we come empty-handed, we leave empty-handed, with empty hands. And what the soul leaves with, I'm sure I'm quoting you wrongly here, so do correct me. I think it must be something along the lines of the soul leaves with the lived wisdom. Maybe something like that.
Yes, we were thinking about that. Yes.
It's something that you don't touch on a lot, because I suppose you don't want us to fixate on a certain belief system or a certain idea of it as to what happens after we disrobe. So, but you have touched on it, I think, occasionally and very briefly here and there. So what I was considering as well, you know, at this time of the year with celebrating Jesus, right, Christmas, it's about how people like Jesus, like yourself as well, you know, because you had your first born when you were 15. So as far as I understand, there was not a lot of formal education, but the wisdom that emerges from yourself, from Jesus and from various others, you know, Mahatmas, the wisdom, the knowledge, the fluency, just everything is like, is it something that you get from your past life? That's a question. Is it something that we take on, that the soul goes on? Yes.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It sure is. It sure is. Yeah. Maharaji told me several times that you've done the work in the past. My astrologer, Drupada, says you've done the work in the past. Mm-hmm. You came, that mm-hmm. I came in, I guess, as mm-hmm. a Mahatma, but my view is that everybody comes in as a Mahatma.
Yes, that's what I said before. And yet
either
you don't want us to linger on.
And they can't wait a minute. Either you love this way and you cannot be without it, to whatever degree it is in your life, either you cannot live without it or you don't take notice. And I can't live without it. I find it just, it's self-fulfilling. Nothing else matters. Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing in the world matters as much as this wisdom and the love that it brings and the quiet to the soul, the silence to the soul, and the food that just consistently nurtures you through the simplest statement or company or moment. And frustrations happen and tiredness happens and everything happens just like in the life, but there's something so extraordinarily precious about self-discovery and exteriorating your heart means living through it no matter what, no matter what. Seeing much more simply and deeply into your self nature, then you get to see everyone. I just can't imagine life without this. I wouldn't think it was life at all. Mm-hmm. I would think it was not life. I would think it was a pain in the neck to even breathe. This is such a lovely, I think all passion should be turned toward God. And I don't think that you ever need to know who, what, how God is, just that the mystery exists within everything so extraordinarily beautiful, simple, not always easy, and so really horrible too. But just the mystery that life can be, and whatever drives us to our heart. Thank you. Whatever drives you to your heart, that it's wide open space. And you cannot even picture what that is. It just is. You can't get an idea of what it looks like, because the moment you get an idea of what it looks like, you destroy what it truly is. You do. Because now you're expected to look like that rather than as you look already. Oh, I'm supposed to be like this. I'm supposed to look like that. I'm supposed to shine. I'm supposed to. Why not just as you are? And your heart will break 1,000 times, maybe even more. Okay. And you'll be frustrated and disappointed, and life will go on. But there's something that is carrying you. That controls your breath, that brings a planet to feed you, to stand upon. It's just mysterious and marvelous. It's and hard. But when you come here, there's something about leaving all the hardness, leaving all the suffering. Unnecessary suffering. Never hating anyone. Ever. It's just. It's just the light of life. You have to give up a lot. You have to give up a lot. The way you think, for sure. That would be about, that's a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, Guruji, for being in our lives and for pointing out to us there's so many myriad ways to walk this path, actually, because I remember listening to the Beauty Way transmission that you talked about. Some people resonate to I Am, others to Gayatri, others the Beauty Way, so others the Jesus kind of way, you know, like, yeah, being the world but not of it.
Oh,
so
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The way to Jesus is so rich. My gosh. And the Hindus.
Yes.
And the Jews, Rumi. What they offer and Islam, all of it, the geometry of Islam, the beauty of the Torah, the wonder of the Bible, the beauty of Hinduism, Buddhism, it all comes to the heart if people will not divide themselves in it and have opinions about others not being as good as they are. And I am right and you are wrong. And this is what causes people to go into these prisons. But they will come out, and people are bright. And sometimes it takes really hard times to bring them around to say, I refuse to live like this any longer. So, and yeah. It's a very, very tumultuous world right now. Have compassion for every soul, every soul. And Merry Christmas to everyone, huh?
Thank you, Guruji. So good to have you with us.
I love you too.
Blessings. I love you too,
what
Guruji.
Would I do? Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Sumi Chatterjee.
Hello, Shanti Maya.
Namaste.
Namaste. First of all, wow.
Shanti Mai, not Maya. Hold on, Shanti
Maya. Yes, you see, I'm new.
No. Listen, my name is Shanti. My name is Shanti Mai.
Mai, okay.
Not
okay.
Maya.
Mai. I'm so sorry, Shanti Mai.
Mai means mother. Mai. Don't be sorry. It's okay. Mai means mother. Maya means Well, it can mean only illusion and it can mean delusion.
Delusion. Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Actually, it's Ken who introduced me to you, and he speaks very highly.
Ah, nice. Nice.
And so it's lovely to hear
before
I came on. But I'm just really asking for a blessing, because I've got metastatic breast cancer, but I've been doing really well because I believe in God fully, you know, and I believe in my body, and I've learned a lot on this journey. I was supposed to be end of life 2.5 years ago, but I thought, no, I'm going to believe in the body's ability to heal. I don't know what force gave me that amazing strength, but I did. Just recently, my cancer is progressing, which obviously I was very distressed about, because I was looking for a thing to be angry at for why that was happening. And I realized that was, you know, Ken actually made me realize that you can't make someone, you know, say sorry for something, you know, they might have caused. But the thing is, he says you can't do that, which is so true. So I've reflected on this for a few days now, and I've got to a point where I think, no, this is supposed to have happened because I've got something to learn from this. And yes, it is a hard journey, but I need to learn from this and go deeper into myself. So I just want you to, if you'd be kind enough to give me a blessing, to give me the strength to carry on, because it's been
absolutely a
very long road. But sometimes you feel a bit lost, and you know, I think my family, my father, who was my soulmate, you know, he's no longer here, but I know I feel his energy all the time, because I know he's there. And when I'm sad, he comes to me as a robin or as an energy. I can feel him. But I think it's hard because my family are very different from the way I think. We have adjusted to each other's way of being. But the thing is, I sometimes let their energy sort of infiltrate me. I'm trying to change the access code to my power so that they don't influence me, so that I don't allow them to influence me. So it's like trying to create.
Well, I want to come in. I'm going to come in here now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just want to come in here. I interfere or intercept in people's conversation because they have said something very important, and I don't want to bypass that moment. Love your family. It's not up to them to love you. It's up to you to love them, because you're mature. And you're maturing. And love them for what they are without any desire to have them be different. As you want them to love you in that same exact way. That's what you want, but you're not willing to give it. I'm just speaking to a lot of people here. So the point is to give it, so that you know that you are actually the love that you're seeking. This is recorded, so you can look it up again and listen to it again. I would turn around, because this is part of the maturity of a, oh, let's call them spiritual people. I would say maturing in the heart and soul people, which you are doing, which you are evolving in, obviously. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Is that true? Yeah, okay. So love does, I really feel that this is the crux of the situation. You can be different from your family. You are different from your family. I was different from my family, very different from my family. And bless them. bless their hearts and bless their souls, that they come to wisdom. That's a kind of love. That's not a kind of love. That's a flavor. That's a possibility. That's the potential of love. And it doesn't have to be cozy and warm. You cannot like somebody and really deeply and profoundly love them. And this is a way of transforming the energy within you and in your family without any expectation whatsoever. And this is a great maturity, because you find that you are the love that you are seeking from them. You are the love that you are seeking. Well, when you find out that that's true, it's marvelous, it's wonderful, and things begin to shift. And you can expect nothing from them. But this is an opportunity for your heart to pour outward rather than feeling pushed away. You are the yogi, you are the Mahatma, you're the one, they're not. Isn't that true? Yes.
It is, yeah. I'm very Vata.
No, that's all I'm going to leave you with.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, right there. You're just very welcome, Sumi. And you can begin just by offering a light and a prayer for them. Not that they do what you want them to do, but they come to realize wisdom within their heart and the love within them. And you bless them for that. You bless them and bless them for that. And wait for years, or wait a day, who knows. But it'll do something for you. This is very important. It will do something very powerful for you. And you can extend that to anyone who's not kind to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I do.
Namaste.
I feel such an inner strength now. It's taken me 2 days to get there after everything, but I now am on another journey of adventure to discover another way, another landscape inside of me, which I obviously haven't discovered yet, to get to the heart of myself. And then,
well,
and
he, that's what we're on the way to, what that's what we're on the way to do right now.
Yeah.
This is this within you that we're speaking about, just this simple blessing and offering of the neutrality of love. Who needs it? Is transformative in you. No longer, you give it some time, but you will no longer require love, because you are the love you're seeking. And anyone who does love you, such as I do or Ken does, it's so good. But those who don't, you pour the light of your heart onto them, because they haven't heard that it's possible yet, but you have. Okay? Little by little. You watch the light start shining inside and in those darker places of hurt. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank
I
you.
I go now.
Thank you.
He was waiting. Namaste.
Merry Christmas.
Namaste, Piyu.
Namaste.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you and to Sumi, too. Merry Christmas, Sumi. What do you have in your hand?
Valentino.
Oh, yes, Valentino. Oh, I love Valentino. Hi, Valentino. He's such a...
So today,
how are you?
I'm very fine, and I may really God bless you for your life and for the incredible joy that is living with you. And I started my Christmas today going out with Valentino, and it's incredible how this life with you brings me always the experience of how little things are incredible. When I went out this morning, there was a fresh breeze coming to my face, and this was such a big joy to feel this on my skin, no? And it's happening all the time in this challenging world that I can feel the joy of, for instance, opening a door in my home and just passing from a room to another. And it's incredible, you know? And I want to thank you for this, because it is our life with you that brings to me this awareness. And I would like to share that I had a dream with my mother, who is living in the eternity since some years. And in this dream, my mother told me that my brother wants to go to live with her. She was not happy with this, but she told me in the dream, I have to accept because he's my son. I'm not happy with this, but he can come. And something is happening with my brother who came out from the hospital, and he's living again in the same life of before. Somehow in this moment, he cut it with my sister and me, doesn't want to speak with us. But this opened a new door, which is I'm meeting each week his son, who is a man of 40 years that I never met before because I was living in Brazil for 30 years. And when he was a child, we just didn't meet for some reasons.
And your nephew. This is your nephew who's 40 years, huh?
Yeah. 40 uh-huh. years. And we are meeting each week for having lunch, a very simple moment. And sometimes he just shares with me how challenging it is to have a father like my brother. And sometimes we just speak about life, and it's wonderful, no? And I am considering how life shows us all the time new possibilities that sometimes comes from a no. And I think this is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
Yes, because it's like we were telling to Sumi, in those moments, and Pio, I know you well, in your offering and how you are, that you are living in your heart, and you are offering your heart, and you are offering your love, and not seeking this love, but finding it everywhere. When you're not seeking the love, and you know that you are the love that you're seeking, you find it everywhere. You find it in the flower. You find it in moving from the atmosphere of one room to the next. You find it in the breeze in the morning. You find it in the nephew's complaint because you love him. And to me, that is a divine life.
It is.
It's simple.
Shantimai, thank you for being my guru. You are my guru forever.
Yeah. That's right.
It's so wonderful. And so full of joy.
For me too.
Lucas is sending his love to you.
Thank you. Me too. You give Luca my love. And you look here, Lucas. I always wonder because Ali's husband's name is Luca and yours is Lucas.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, right.
Put Valentino on top so we can see him. I'm going to show everybody who is Valentino. That's Valentino. And Valentino's a very nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Huh?
So sweet.
I love that. That's great.
I love you, Shantimai, with all my heart.
I love you too. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
To you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. So we close at satsang. We find out today that, well, when people pass, they bring people together. That you're certainly not your body, because mother was gone, Donnie was gone, gone. Bodies on earth, spirits gone. That it's more important to love than it is to be loved, actually, because once you outpour from your heart, you'll find love everywhere. You just do. You just do. And that you're not in control of the universe, and maybe your desire is not the best for you nor anyone else. And that life brings what it does, and we can respond to it the way that we do. And we live the consequences of our actions. And I would say, always turn to God, whatever God means to you. Maybe Maharaji used to say, God is love, God is life. I love every image that I can imagine or hear about the persona of God or the greatness of God or the invisibility of God or the possibility of God or whatever that is. That is, God is the great guide of our life, the breath of our life, the heartbeat of our life, the spinning of our planet, the stars in the night, the running of the water to the ocean, the life, the birth, the passing. This is the passion. This is the love. Namaste, Merry Christmas, everyone. And I believe that Premo is going to chant for us. We're going to have a great Christmas day tomorrow here and today here too, and all the way through New Year. Thank you, Premo. I'm going to close. Namaste. I'll be listening.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 He's for you, 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 he's for you. Face toward you and give.